This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Public universities in Michigan are losing money on sports, and not just a little money. Schools like Western Michigan University spend tens of millions of dollars to keep the athletic department afloat. A new series from MLive details how students and taxpayers are footing the bill. The report is called The Price to Play. And here to talk about it is MLive business reporter Paula Gardner. Paula, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
In this report, you break down how much money per student is actually going towards subsidizing sports. How much money per student are we talking about in some of these cases?
We're talking hundreds in just about every case, but we're getting over 1,000 in a few, including Lake State, Lake Superior State University, which has the highest per person or per student subsidy in the state at about $1,200. We came up with that number based on the total enrollment.
Where else is the money coming from to pay for sports at schools? And where exactly is it going?
That's such a complicated question. We looked at these NCAA forms, which are self-reported breakdowns of revenue and expenses at each university. That's part of the NCAA and runs NCAA sports. The revenue is all over the place at many schools. Places like the University of Michigan and Michigan State University, they have significant revenue from a Big Ten agreement, media rights, alumni donations, things like that. The biggest contributor, though, to the smaller schools, and that's from the MAC on down, ends up being direct contributions from the universities themselves. So that's campus money, which would end up being like a mix of, say, tuition and state appropriations.
You know, you hear a lot about how football and maybe basketball can be huge money makers for some schools. Is that the case here in Michigan?
It's not. And that was one of the biggest surprises for me. And they call football and men's basketball revenue sports. And once you start taking a look at the numbers, it's like revenue, you kind of need to put quote marks around it. Some of the schools do make money from sports and from these sports. Michigan State and the University of Michigan are the two, basically. And across the country, there are about 20 schools that end up making money off of sports. But all these other schools are not. So they're awarding player scholarships. They're running their departments. They're supporting marketing efforts. They're still selling tickets, but the tickets and the revenue side don't balance the expense side.
One of the schools that you profile specifically is Western Michigan University, and the subsidies for the athletics program there have increased something like 80% in 10 years. What has happened there?
Western is an interesting example. I think all three of the MAC schools, actually, we took a look at them, kind of as a group in a sense.
And what are the MAC schools? Can you explain that for us?
Oh, sure. They also call them the directional schools. So that's Eastern Michigan University, Central Michigan University, and Western. So all three are playing in the MAC league, and they're playing D1 football and other D1 sports, which would be NCAA Division I. And there are some requirements with that division. You have to run a certain number of sports. You have to, play at a certain level. And the expenses are high. They're traveling, they're recruiting, they're paying coaches at D1 levels. And all of that kind of contributes to a culture at the schools where they have a very expensive football program. And across the board, they're not necessarily attracting the fan base to support that. Eastern Michigan University actually is one that has had issues with instructors raising concerns about how many students actually care about the football team, how many students actually care about athletics versus what the school is spending. Western is another example where, they may not be attracting a lot of fans to their games, but they're spending a lot of money.
What do leaders at universities like Western Michigan and Eastern Michigan say about this?
They point to a few different things. I think tradition is one. They're proud to have D1 programs, and there is there is something to be said for that. You know, recruiting-wise, they're going out and they're telling families, you know, send your student athlete to our school. We run a D1 program, and there's a level of prestige there. They've got their tradition. They don't want to give it up. They're saying that they don't consider it a concern. At Eastern, they say that their numbers are a little bit off because they've been making bad estimates on their indirect subsidies, and we're not sure how many years they say that's the case. But they think their numbers are going to look a little bit better for next year. And I think that, you know, that remains to be seen. Central Michigan University is spending about, you know, just under $800 on a per student basis to run their football program. So that's hundreds less than Eastern and also Western.
You mentioned that at Eastern Michigan, there's been some pushback. Has there been that kind of pushback across the state?
No. Some instructors at Western are pushing back, but for the most part, no. And I think it's really interesting for when you look at the fact that this is public money, and colleges are very open about saying this is how much you'll spend if you come to our university. I have a high school senior, and we're looking at, you know, all these schools as prospective homes for my daughter for next year. And when we look at tuition, we look at fees, you know, everything is broken down. But athletics is not a part of that at all, unless there's an athletics fee, which is charged to students, I believe, at three universities in Michigan. So, you know, we're making tuition decisions that may not address the fact that $1,000 a year would be covering athletics. I went on a tour recently at a university where a parent from Chicago was talking about how cool it was that tickets at that university for football games would be free. And I thought, you know, if you only knew, you know, she was comparing it to the University of Michigan, where students have to pay to get their student tickets. Actually, it's cheaper to buy student tickets at the University of Michigan than it is, when you break it down on a per-student basis, to go to a football game at, say, Eastern Michigan University or Western.
Paula Gardner is a business reporter for MLive. Her report about subsidies going towards college athletics is called The Price to Play. Paula, nice to have you on.
Nice to be here. Thank you. Thanks for your interest.